This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab that cuppa and sit down for Conversations with the Mayor. Join in now as Taran speaks with our region's leaders.
Morena e te whānau and welcome to this special episode of Conversations with the Mayor. My name is Taran and today we have a fun, no BS guide about how single transferable voting actually works, especially in New Plymouth. Now this special episode of Conversations with the Mayor exists because, let's face it, electoral systems aren't exactly sexy. That is until you realise they're quietly deciding who gets to make the rules where you live. So, whether you're a first-time voter, someone who normally just ticks the first name and hopes for the best, or a dedicated democracy nerd with a spreadsheet of local candidates, this episode may help you with your voting choices and help you vote more strategically. So today we're going to break down the mysterious creature known as STV, or Single Transferable Vote. Sounds like a banking term, or maybe a vaccination, but it's actually a voting system, and it's used in local elections in Aotearoa. Not all of them, but some of them, including in the New Plymouth district. So if you've ever stared at your voting paper wondering if you need a maths degree to complete it or if you're making strategic choices, you're not alone. I felt like that too the first time I encountered STV. But stick with me, because we're going to unravel this knot and make it not just understandable, but actually kind of empowering, especially if you're one of the good folks living in New Plymouth. So what is STV? STV stands for Single Transferable Vote. It's a preferential voting system, which is just a fancy way of saying you get to rank the candidates instead of picking just one. So you write a 1 next to the person you most want to win, a 2 next to your second choice, a 3 for your third favourite. I'm sure you get the point. It's kind of like Tinder for democracy. If your first choice doesn't work out, your vote gets to keep on swiping. The idea is that your vote keeps moving until it lands with someone who's still in the running, and importantly, someone you still like. The idea is that your vote keeps moving until it lands with somebody who's still in the running, or importantly, someone you still like. So you can rank as many or as few candidates as you want. Only got eyes for one candidate? Just write one. Love a few of them? Rank them all. Don't trust a few getting bad vibes? Leave it blank. It's that simple. And hey, if you're the kind of person who likes to rank your Spotify playlists, your favourite cheeses, or every single Taika Waititi film, then you are way qualified for this. You can do it. You want a practical metaphor? Okay. Think of this like a music festival lineup. Think of it like WOMAD. Your top pick is the act you're most excited to see. But if they drop out, wouldn't you rather see your second or third favourite than some act you never wanted to see in the first place? Yeah, that's STV. You're making sure your ticket or your vote is never wasted on someone you didn't even want to hear. But what happens to your vote after that? And this is where it gets a little bit more technical. So hang in there. It's not really rocket science, but it is technical. So all the number one votes are counted first. If someone hits the quota, that magic number of votes they need to win or be elected, they're elected straight away. If they've got more votes than they need, the extras are passed on to the next ranked candidates on those ballots. So your vote doesn't stop working just because your favourite gets in. But if no one hits the quota right away, the person with the fewest votes gets eliminated, and their vote moves to those voters' second choices. It's like a progressive elimination round, except your vote doesn't die. It keeps trying to do what you wanted. It's resilient. So the cycle repeats. Surplus votes get redistributed, bottom candidates get eliminated, and your preferences get reshuffled until all the seats are filled. It's a bit like musical chairs with maths. And also, like, there's something quietly comforting about knowing your voice doesn't just vanish the moment your top pick drops out. It sticks around, it adapts, it says, okay, that didn't work out, what's the next best option here? It's basically your vote going full main character energy, and I like that vibe. And if you're thinking, hold on a minute, this sounds complicated to count, you're not wrong. It does take longer to count STV votes than it does with first past the post. But you know what, like, speed is not the goal here. Fairness is. Fairness. We take time for slow-cooked kai, for Sunday kōrero with Nana, for walks up the maunga. Surely democracy deserves more than a five-minute tally. Some people might be wondering, why should I bother with all of this? Well, really, because STV is frankly smarter and fairer. Unlike first past the post, where someone can win just by having more votes than anyone else, even if most people didn't vote for them, STV helps make sure the most broadly supported candidate gets elected. It means your vote isn't wasted if your favourite doesn't make it. It also helps smaller or underrepresented voices actually have a shot. And let's be honest, it encourages less toxic campaigning. Because if candidates want to be your number two or your number three or even your number four, they can't go around burning bridges. You get to vote with your heart first. If your top pick doesn't make it, your vote still has a say. It's not just fair, it's powerful. And let's not forget the psychological satisfaction. There is a joy in knowing your vote is part of a ripple effect. It's participating in a dance, not a duel. And that dance leads to a council or board or mayor that actually reflects the complexity of the community they serve. STV also tends to result in more diverse representation, more wahine, more younger candidates, more independents, more people with lived experiences of the issues at hand in our community. When votes can transfer, barriers can break. So the big question, how do you vote strategically under STV? Listen up, whānau, because this is where it gets juicy. Right, whānau, first rule. Always rank your true favourite as number one. There is no downside. Easy as that. Unlike in first past the post, you don't have to worry about splitting the vote. Your number one can only help that candidate. And if they get eliminated, your vote keeps working. Second rule, rank as many people as you genuinely support. That keeps your vote in play. It means you get a say not just in who wins, but who doesn't win. Third rule, and a very important one, do not rank people you don't want in office. Let me say that again. Do not rank people you don't want in office. Even if you put them last, your vote could eventually flow down to them if everyone else gets eliminated. So if you really can't stomach a candidate, if they feel weird in your puku, do not rank them at all. Think of your ballot as your political whakapapa. Your value should be reflected in every single number that you write. If you're feeling unsure about someone, ask yourself, would I feel okay if this person ended up with my vote, if they were elected on my vote? If the answer is anything less than a solid, confident yes, maybe think about stopping your list there. Here's also one more pro tip. Check if your favourite candidate is likely to be popular. If they are, their surplus votes could help your number two or your number three, so don't leave them blank. Build a team. Build a team of people you want to see elected. Let's talk about the New Plymouth District, because this stuff isn't theoretical. In the New Plymouth District, we do use STV to elect our candidates in the local body elections. Let's use the 2025 mayoral race as an example. Let's say there's six candidates running. So you do your homework, you listen to some debates, maybe you even hear them on a podcast, like this one. So you make your call. Your number one vote is going to Moana. She's bold, climate-focused, and speaks to your values. Your number two vote is going to Pete. You respect his experience, even if he's not your dream pick. And your number three vote is going to Ariel. She's a bit green, but she's got fire and ideas, and you appreciate that passion. And then you stop, because the three other candidates, you just can't back them. They oppose policies you care about, and their vibe is just not it. So you leave their rows blank. That means no matter what, your vote won't go to them. Even if all of your top choices are out, you've drawn a line. Your vote knows who it's not allowed to end up with. That's what strategic STV voting looks like. It's honest, it's effective, and it's deeply satisfying. And here's the thing. Local elections in places like New Plymouth don't get millions of votes because there aren't millions of people to vote. Sometimes the difference between elected and not elected can be less than 100 votes. That's why understanding STV matters. It's not just a lesson in civics. It's a superpower in your back pocket if you use it correctly. Think of it like this. Your vote isn't just a tick. It's a chain reaction. It's your chance to help shape a council that understands your street, your values, and your aspirations for the place we call home. Now, New Plymouth isn't the only place that uses STV. It's used in places like Wellington, Dunedin, Palmy, Kapiti Coast. If you want to check what your council uses, STV or First Past the Post, go to your council website. Or even better, ring them. Be that person, the one who actually knows what the voting system is and isn't afraid to explain it to their mate over a beer. And if you're thinking, well, the system makes more sense, then please tell your councillors, push for more democratic literacy, advocate for STV where it's not yet being used. Because the more people who understand it, the more powerful our collective voice becomes. Look, guys, I get it. Voting systems can feel abstract and overly technical and a bit daunting. But this one actually puts power in your hands. It lets your vote live a whole little life, moving, adapting, reflecting your values every step of the way. So here's that cheat sheet. Rank your favourites in the order you truly prefer. Rank as many as you like, but only the ones you want to see in office. And then leave the rest blank. That's it. That's STV. Easy, empowering, and a little bit elegant when you think about it. So if all of this has got you fired up to vote smarter, why stop there? Share this knowledge with your whānau, talk about it in the lunchroom, turn your group chat into a voter education hub. Because democracy isn't something we should only think about once every 3 years. It affects every single day of our lives. And STV isn't just a system, and it's certainly not confusing once you know about it. STV is a signal that your voice is complex, thoughtful, and worthy of being heard more than one, that we can build a future where representation looks a little more like us. So ngā mihi nui for tuning in today, guys. This episode on STV was brought to you by Access Radio Taranaki, because we believe that informed voters are powerful voters. So get informed, get ranking, and whatever you do, don't sit this one out. Use your democratic Tinder powers as they were intended. Ngā mihi, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.